Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello, Dave.
How are you, Hugh?
I'm great.
So great to see you. Great to talk to you. Congratulations on The Sheep Detectives. I absolutely loved this movie.
Thanks, man. I love it too. So it's really, I appreciate it.
Well,
thanks.
It's so fun and so funny. I think it's also one of the most kind of, I don't know, heartwarming movies I've ever seen, even though you're murdered in it.
Early.
Yeah.
I'm like, every actor loves a death scene, but I'm like, does it have to be this early?
Can I get a few more minutes with the sheep, please?
I just, like, when I read the script, I actually said yes, like 25 pages in.
Without even getting to the end.
I did, but my agent rang about something else. I said, by the way, I haven't finished, but I'm already in. She goes, oh, wow. Because Craig Mazin, who has done everything from Hangover movies, Chernobyl, Last of Us, it's just, it's perfect. It's like a perfect movie.
And I wondered, actually, what the conversation was with your agent when this first came up. You know, when you're trying to pitch The Sheep Detectives to Hugh Jackman, how do you approach that?
Here's how it was pitched to me. This is Babe meets Knives Out. And I was like,
oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Well, no, at that point, I was like, well, that's impossible to pull off. And then when I was 25 pages in, I'm like, Craig's pulled it off.
He's done it. And listen, you are a shepherd, so you act alongside sheep, a few people, but mostly sheep. But I'm just intrigued as to how was that done on set? Because often it's green screen tennis balls or puppets or, I don't know, were there actual sheep? How did you guys do that?
Puppetry.
Oh, really? Puppetry?
Yeah, the puppeteers who worked on Warhorse and created all that for Warhorse were on set. And it's interesting. Warhorse was the beginning of this resurgence of puppetry. And so these guys were there. And I was so grateful to Lindsay and the other producers for having it because it's really very much dependent on this relationship that that George has with his sheep and he loves them. And so I was a bit nervous about how to pull that off. But what I got to look at was Lily. As you see Lily in the film, it was a puppeteer working with what looked like a sheep, but with the puppeteer, it completely came to life.
And so then do you have an actor speaking the lines back to you?
Yeah, there was an actor behind speaking the lines. So it was like no acting required, which is good for me.
Underselling yourself as always. You do read to the sheep. George reads to the sheep at night. Have you ever heard of that actually happening?
Yes. I assumed it was just like a device of the script.
Yeah.
I have heard from a lot of farmers. Either reading or playing music to sheep happens. And it's sort of like this thing that happens at the end of the day. It could be around for whatever reason, but they come up at night, read a lot of, they'll read to them. And it becomes like this ritual. And it's a way for them to make sure they get them. They count them all. And they,
yeah, that's gorgeous.
As for detective novels, I don't know. But
are you one of those actors who doesn't watch himself? Or do you watch Hugh Jackman movies?
I do. Well, I watch this one. I do watch them, but I'm not running to watch myself.
Sure, I understand, because I've speak to a lot of actors, and I see this kind of pattern emerging of very fine actors never seeing themselves. And I understand it, but I wondered in this movie in particular, at what point would you want to see it? Would you want to see your kind of rushes on set, or would you want to wait till they put the CGI in, or wait until all the other live action? When do you want to see it?
With this, I was watching a little bit on set. I would just check it because I wanted to make sure that I could see that it was believable and it was all good. But I will force myself to watch as early a cut as the director will allow.
Okay.
Yeah, because I realize I can go, I can do that better. I can do this. We fix this in this, or can we go in again and do something because I can make this better or make that better? And yeah.
You see, that's acting, and you're very good at it.
Thanks. And I understand I need more than one go at it.
I'm glad to see you wore a lovely green jacket today in honour, of course, of Ireland. Chris O'Dowd, our good friend, is in this movie as Mopple the Sheep. I'm sure, you know, the way these movies are made, you probably never even got to sit down with Chris, did you?
No. I met him the day before the press conference and then obviously the premiere. I love Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah,
I've always loved Chris O'Dowd. And I kind of, he's so good in the movie, but I just think he's awesome. So, it turns out we did a bit of press together. We were sitting next to each other, and people sometimes play games. He's like Olympic level at like a party game.
What party game is it?
Like we were playing one game where you had to mash up two movie titles.
Yeah.
He was just like, yep.
Was able to do it real quick.
If you're having a game night, Chris O'Dowd's your man.
I'll have to get him on board. Actually, speaking of Ireland, this was set in England in the beautiful countryside, but the original book, Three Bags Full, I believe Chris told me, was set in Ireland. So you could have possibly made that here.
Oh, we could have made that there.
Imagine.
But I made up for it. I made a movie last year.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to come out. It's soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. It looks so beautiful. I can't wait for people to see that. It's called The Death of Robin Hood. And then, yeah, I think it's going to show off your beautiful country. I love Ireland. I'm Australian. I feel like we're like soul brothers.
We are absolutely soul brothers, 100%. Exactly. Right, well, Come back soon. We'll see you soon.
Good to see you.
All right. Thank you so much, Hugh. Take care.
See you, Dave.
See you later.
Dave Moore on Today FM.